بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the شعار of عارف بالله حضرت اقتصى معنا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا.
میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا 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 اے خدا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نا خدا, میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نا خدا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا, میرا کوئی نہیں آتے رے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اخوتر آوال سے بے نوا ورنہ اخوتر آمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آتے رے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد. Friends, these are the ash'ar of a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shah Malana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who spent his entire life in this path of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we hear the incidents of Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah Ali's life in his youth, where we in our times are involved in so many other things, he was in this path of seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when translated the works of Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, then Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to say that it seems like there's no difference between you and Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. So the person who really says words from the depths of his heart, then what can a person like me, who doesn't even know what the meaning of love, translate these words? Nevertheless, these are encyclopedias and these are oceans of the love and ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in actual fact is the object and purpose of life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we have sent man and jinn into this world to worship me, that is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to realize why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for a very, very limited space of time. So brief is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that if you try to equate it with the akhirah, then it is not even the wink of an eye. Because the life of this world is temporary, and the life of the akhirah is eternal. And something that is temporary cannot be compared to something that is eternal. A person's mind will come to breaking point, but you will not be able to fathom and comprehend and try to understand something that is unending. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the life of the akhirah, and says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, that they will dwell there forever and ever and ever and ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the chosen ones, the successful ones, the ones who will leave from the dunya with his pleasure, with afiyat. Nevertheless, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says here, that mera koi nahi te, ah, tere siwa. Yes, in the heading already, the word ah, that sigh, that deep breath, that warm breath that a person takes, of regret and of remorse and of hope as well. Regret and remorse that, ah, how did I spend my life? And ah, oh Allah, we only seek you and we only asking you for your pleasure and for your happiness. Mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa, that, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for me. And this ah, as we learn here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it right into his name, Allah. That a person, whatever he does, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, very strange is the matter of a believer. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if any problem befalls him, he practices patience. He shows patience and he trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is good for him. And if anything good comes his way, anything good happens in his life, then he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is also good for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who show true gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his favors, that we enjoy every split moment of our lives. That if you try to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for one ni'mat, then لا تحسوها. We cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one ni'mat, because in every ni'mat there are billions of other ni'mat which are hidden. Just the vision of the eye, how much goes into it. Just the touch of the hand, how much goes into it. Just the smell, the sense of smelling, how many other ni'mat there are hidden within it. And how we're going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the tawfiq of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. That is tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with tawfiq and make us from among those who are truly grateful for his ni'mat. Mera koi nahi, tere siwa, O Allah, there's nobody for me beside you. All the pursuits of this world, all the glitter and glamour and the bright lights of this world, nothing for me. Ey Khuda. For me, Allah, there's only you, only you, only you, only you. Zindagi meri hai tera zikr o liqa, aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That's the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That example of that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who ponders in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is like a living person. And that person who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a dead person. So that is what Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi is saying, that the actual value of my life, those moments which I spend in your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is true life, that is the life, that is the value of my life. And that the occupants and the inhabitants of Jannah, they will feel remorse and sad and regretful only upon those moments of life which they spend neglectful and unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have learned here and many a times mentioned, that Hazrat Malikam Qari Amir Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, that to be included among those who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, then make a habit of reciting the masnoon du'as at the prescribed occasion. When waking up in the morning, read the du'a. When wearing the clothes, read the du'a. When going to the toilet, read the du'a. When sitting down to eat, read the du'a. All these, a person will be included in those who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Or may remote hai tujhse hu main juda. And truly, death is that a person be far away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally unmindful and oblivious of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may be enjoying himself, maybe sitting with his family, maybe in times of entertainment, but his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then death is true life. But when a person becomes unmindful and totally neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his responsibilities and his duties and his focus, he loses focus of life, then it is better for such a person to be under the surface of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, make us from among those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua? Meri dunya ka nishka shams aur qamar kya hua? That, oh Allah, without you, I just feel a sense of darkness. I was involved in everything, meri dunya ka shams aur qamar. Everything that I felt was things of importance. I felt this is important, and I felt contentment of heart I'll find there, and peace of mind I'll find there, and solace I'll find here. All the things that I was pursuing. And then finally I realized that absolutely nothing. All these things meant nothing. Allah, if you come into my life, then it is everything. Then there is true pleasure of life. Then there is a purpose of life. Then there is sweetness in everything. So Allah, if you went out of my life, when I became unmindful of you, neglectful of you, when I didn't think of you, then it was just darkness and darkness and darkness, and everything, so to say, well, just didn't go well. But when you came into my life, when I came to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how I found solace, and how I found restfulness, and how I found peace of mind. Behre tufan gham hai mukhalifa hua, meri kashti ka tu hi hai bas na khuda. That behre tufan, the storms, the oceans and the storms, gham, darkness in the oceans, on the stormy oceans, in the problems of this world, in the pursuits of this world, in looking for everything everywhere else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find mukhalif hawa, that everything seems to be said. A person may have outwardly everything. Just last week we came to know of a person who very, very wealthy. He invented something, he found out and became very, very wealthy. Right at the end of his life, passed away last week. For about 3 or 4 weeks in hospital, asking the doctors, please tell my sons to come and visit me. 4 sons, please come and tell them to come and visit me. Please come and tell them to visit me. Finally passed away in solitude, all alone. and the doctors, Muslim doctors in Muslim country, they said that we did inform the children, we did tell them to come and see, but alas, they had absolutely no time. They didn't have time to come and see the father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. So, mehlat tufan, ghamhe, mukhalifawa, in the storms of the oceans, in the problems of this world, and even in the happinesses and the pleasures of this world, which outwardly seems like a person always chasing it, and always we find that the rat is in front. We say rat race. The rat is always one step in front. We just can't catch up with it. Mukhalifawa, everything seems to be going away. Everything seems that I'm trying to achieve this, but I can't. Our wounds and our fancies, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew that square in the sand and asked the Sahaba, won't you ask me what I'm doing? And then I asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you doing? And he said that this block that I have drawn, this is the lifespan of a person. And the line that I have drawn out of the block, which is coming totally out, then these are the desires and the wounds and the passions of a person. And as we learn here in the always, that Umar pachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi gaya, that a person's life is 55, but his childhood hasn't gone. Now he's still worried about this, I must still open up this shop, I must still open up that, I must still set up this child, I must still get that grandchild married, I must do this, I must do that. And as Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has said, very, very strange is the matter of that person, that the fabric of his coffin has already come into the marketplace, but he's still worried about doing this and about doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. So, further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Teri rahmat ka khurshir roshan hua har saza se pari ho gaya na saza. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you came into my life, when the sun of your mercy dawned upon me, when it rose upon me, when you pulled me towards you, when you made me realize what is the object and purpose of my life, when I took one step and tried to come closer to you and you came flying towards me, and when I came walking towards you and you came running towards me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything seems, it just brightened up. Everything in my life that was, so to say, now as we learn here, even if a problem comes in a person's life, it will take a person closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will make a person, as Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, that arastu rabbi, that I recognize my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when all my intentions were broken, what I intended to do, and I didn't accomplish, then I realized that there's somebody above me who is controlling everything. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in total control of everything. When a person will realize that, then har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. A person will, every problem will also seem pleasurable. It will take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will realize why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me into this world. And ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, he has power over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Tere darya-e rahmat ka hai aasra, warna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only thing we have is in hope in your mercy. Because if you have to look at our actions, this is a person who lived for 84 years and spent his entire life seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wrote volumes and encyclopedias like these. This is just one. Total in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying we have absolutely nothing to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, we have got no actions. What have we got? It is all, the only thing we have is the hope of your mercy. That you shower your mercy upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take us from this dunya only at the time when you are happy with us. Don't take us from this world until you are not pleased with us. So, warna akhtari amal se binawa, whatever comes to us comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn here, many a time do not attribute anything towards ourselves. That perhaps I read Ishraq today, that's why I got saved from this accident. Perhaps I did this, I gave that charity, that's why this happened. Or perhaps I did this, that's why that happened. Don't attribute anything towards ourselves. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever comes to you of goodness is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this dunya only at the time when He is pleased with us. Allah give us the fiqh of understanding these words and trying to make amends and prepare for after the dunya.